Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey, Kitty.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. How are you?
I think I'm doing pretty good. I have 2 hours and 15 minutes worth of music that I really love ready to play. But we're not going to play that because we have guests here with us.
We do. We're very lucky.
But we're not really sure who they are.
In fact, I don't think they're even really sure who they really are.
I mean, I recognize their faces. I have their individual names.
We used to know them by one name.
Yes, but I think we need another name because they seem to be going through a
transition,
a metamorphosis.
Much like the springtime. We are going through a metamorphosis.
Indeed. It's our regular metamorphosis, part of our regular life cycle.
Yep.
That we need to gather energy in order to keep our system going throughout the year.
Much like Raven Radio, because
yes,
we are in the midst of our spring membership drive, and we need you, if you're listening to me right now, I'm talking to you, we need you to call in, call 747-5877, or go online to kcaw.org and pledge your support to keep Raven Radio blooming strong into spring.
Aha! Yes, we do need you to call in, or actually, I really do like that online thing. I think that works super well. I have kind of shifted to doing most of my life online or behind the screen of a microphone so people can't really see me. No. but it's very convenient. It's super, super convenient. But if you do call in, besides getting to be a member of Raven Radio and supporting your radio station, we kind of have this little crazy challenge that Mackenzie and I kind of cooked up for our special guests. And because Tom and Brian, thanks Tom and Brian for being here. I'll even give you a little sound if you want to say hi.
Hi. Hello.
Very nicely done. Thank you. Well, their band is going through a bit of a metamorphosis, and they weren't sure what I should call them.
They were, are.
It used to be the Pioneer String Band, but it's gone through a lot of changes. So now it's Tom and Brian.
So, you know, that's...
Can we come up with something better?
I mean, we do not want to diss your names. They're great names. They're fine names. And it's a very straightforward band name. But I think that, you know, for people who have suggestions, and I'm going to say positive suggestions.
That can be read over the radio.
It can be read over the radio.
It's a family show.
It's a family show. It's a family community radio station. So, yeah. But I think it would be really fun if people have creative ideas for our new incarnation of the Pioneer Home String Band, besides
the Pioneer Home String Band
and Tom and Brian.
We never call it the Pioneer Home String Band. We just call it it's that guy, out in front. He's like marching. He's got his stuff with him. You know?
He's climbing that mountain. He's ready to go find gold.
He's ready to go.
Well, we're going to hear some music from them this hour, and if you feel so moved and so inspired to call in with your pledge of support and also with with some ideas for what their new band name could be.
Indeed.
Then we would love to hear it. No guarantees. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know which way they're going to go with it, but... Let's throw some suggestions.
Oh, you're
going to
just go with it. Okay. I like it.
Okay. First one to call in.
No, let's not go with first. We want to have a little bit of a, what did they used to do on AM stations when I was a kid? Was like, and the fifth caller.
Oh.
It might be 30 words long, and that'll work too.
That's whatever. Yeah. No, but for.
They're giving you a lot of power.
They are. And I don't know if they'll, anyway, we'll go with that power. Your main power right now, though, is to call in and support your radio station.
Absolutely. We cannot do this without you, all of you faithful listeners out there. Our membership drives are our largest source of funding, and especially with looming state budget cuts and an uncertain funding future, your support is more important now than ever. So if you are sitting there, standing there, driving, whatever you're doing, if you are listening to us right now, we need you to call in at 747-5877 or go online to kcaw.org and make your pledge of support right now to keep us going for another year.
Is it all right if I invite people down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Come on down. And you can pick up your thank you gift at the station. Plus, we have lots of food. And we have volunteers.
Yeah, if you're curious what the radio station looks like, if you've never been in the station.
It's so beautiful.
And you don't want to come up here when there's normally just staff here and it's very quiet because you're maybe shy. Maybe you're easily intimidated. But this is a good time. There's lots of people and there's probably lots of people you know here in the air room and out in the...
Tom and Brian are here.
Tom and Brian are here. So that should be enough for everybody.
There's free food too.
There's free food.
There is free food. There's some really delicious cinnamon baked thing. It's really, really good.
Cool. Well, are you guys ready to roll or should...
Sure.
I would love to hear you play here live in the air room. And here, let me fix that for you. And then maybe people will be inspired by the music to come up with a name. Ready?
Let's hope so.
Okay. I'm turning myself off here.
Oft I sing for my friends when there's no cares I see. When I reach my journey's end, who will sing one song for me?
Thank you. So what y'all call that tune? Does that tune have a name?
Who will sing for me?
Oh.
Out of the bluegrass genre.
Here, I'm just going to... There. There. Now we might be able to hear you a little better. Huh. Oh, it's still live.
I would say most of these songs come from the Raven Library.
Oh, uh-huh.
Really?
Well, it's been 30... I've been listening for 34 years.
To radio. Wow.
And I did a show for at least four of those years. And Akari and I shared the Skillet Lickers.
Oh, nice.
And all those songs, you know, I would record my favorite ones. And it was just, it's just such a fabulous resource. I can't even say how important it's been for my music as a musician and as a human.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Excellent.
To hear.
Nice.
I love that.
I like that you've got a lot of your sources of music right here at this library. I think that's impressive. I always kind of wondered where musicians got their music. I mean, we live in a fairly small place, and the internet has not been around forever. I know it sounds crazy for you younger people. I'm picking
what?
On Mackenzie.
The internet hasn't been around forever. I remember before the internet.
I know, I'm being a jerk.
Barely, but I remember.
Good job.
I remember dial-up.
Ooh, I do. Dial-up still exists all over the place. But you don't have to, we won't go into computer history here. No, we don't need that. But I love that you use this library here as a resource for building your musical repertoire and getting that inspiration while you also were sharing music with the community when you were doing a show. And now you're sharing that music again with the community, not just right here, but I've heard y'all play around town. Here and there, yes?
Oh, I'm sure.
And that is one of the really great things about Raven Radio is it is a radio station that not only facilitates community, but it's a reflection of you. It's a reflection of your community. Whether you are learning to be a DJ and you're curating a music selection that you play to your listeners, or you are a musician like Tom here, who's been playing for ages, but you're really inspired by the amazing musical collection that we have here at Raven Radio. There is so much that Raven offers you and all of our communities around Southeast, which is why we need you to pledge your support right now by calling 747-5877 or going online to kcaw.org. Whatever it is that you really enjoy about Raven Radio, have your voice heard. Become a member if you are already a member. Thank you. That's incredible. We really appreciate it. Make sure your membership is up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Call in at 747-5877 or go online to kcaw.org and make sure that this amazing resource is going to be around in the future.
So I wanted to give a shout out to Brian, who's not only giving here time here to your community, to your radio station, by, you know, bringing live music here and kind of, you know, it adds something new and different every week this week when we have live music here in the room. But you were also on stage last weekend and you spent a lot of time getting ready for that. So you have given to your community in a really big way recently. So I want to thank you and let you be an inspiration for other people to give and support their community.
Thanks for saying that.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a wonderful show. You did a great job. But it is, to me, it's like that's all part of it. All of us, we live in this little tiny place that's relatively isolated. And really the only reason that it's the community that we want it to be is because we put time into that community.
And sometimes money.
They're both, right? Time is money, right?
It
can be many times, but it is. It's supporting your community. It's putting effort in to make it what you want it to be, whether it's being on stage, it's providing music, it's supporting your public radio station. All those things are really important. We are not all going to be on stage singing. Fact is, there's at least one person in this room that will never do that.
But we can all be a part of what makes our community amazing. And actually, to make it even easier and more inspiring for you today, we have a matching donation of $600 from the Sitka Hotel. Shout out, thank you so much to the Sitka Hotel for being such generous donors. And so any calls that come in during this show, up to $600, will be matched dollar for dollar by the Sitka Hotel. So this is your chance to have your contribution count double. Call in now, 747-5877, or go online to kcaw.org and make your contribution and have it count for double because it is being matched dollar for dollar by the Sitka Hotel.
Yeah.
And actually, we just got a donation in from Lindsay Holfish. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, that's your wife? Hey. Oh, here. There, you can say thank you again.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Hey, thanks, Lindsay.
Love your boots.
I won't repeat that last part. Just a thank you. No, we really appreciate that. But it is, it's a good time to call in and pledge. One, I love the support that we have for our musicians here in the room and the support for Raven Radio. And there's that cool double thing.
There is the cool double thing. And right now, we have raised over, since the beginning of our membership drive, we have raised $42,765. Our total goal to get by the end of the day Saturday is $100,000. So we have $57,000 to go. We're 42% of the way there. We can get a little bit closer to our goal with your contribution right now. Have it matched dollar for dollar by the Sitka Hotel by calling 747-5877 or going online to kcaw.org. Help keep Raven Radio strong.
Indeed, that is your really kind of your privilege, actually, of living in this community, is that you get to have a community radio station and you can support it.
Absolutely. And what would we do without Raven? What would you do without Raven Radio? What would you be listening to right now?
Be so sad, personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've probably been listening to Raven Radio for about the same amount of time Tom has, roughly that time. I can't count back that far, so I'm just going to go with that number. That sounds really good. That sounds appropriate. That's about how long I've lived here, I guess. And I actually have been a member before that. I was signed up as a member before I even moved here fully, which was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. So I've been a member, I've been listening, and it's been so much fun to always have Raven there. I've lived out on an island, and you know, there wasn't a lot of we weren't watching television, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. The radio was always on. It was kind of our constant companion, and before we had any sort of phone service, we had Raven Radio. And we had Muskeg messages. It was super handy. That's how people got in touch with us in a quick way. You know, if you couldn't wait till the next time somebody went to town, mm-hmm. those messages were there. And they were like extremely vital to those of us who were out and about without easy access to contact. I mean, things have kind of changed.
But in a lot of our translator communities, that's still true to a large extent. For a lot of our translator communities, Raven Radio is the only source of news, the only source of media. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, Raven Radio is really important for Sitka, but for our translator communities, there's this added level of importance. For example, if there's a natural disaster, Raven Radio is there giving mm-hmm. you information, really, really critical safety information about where to go, what's happening, who to contact. So make sure that service stays around. It falls on you as a listener to contribute and to help maintain these really, really vital services. So you can do that by calling 747-5877 or going online to kcaw.org. And right now, you can have your contribution match dollar for dollar by the Sitka Hotel. So call in 747-5877.
And an added bonus, I want to hear some band names. Come on, make this
call
fun.
In for
we
that
want
too.
Some money, and I want some creativity. Come on, I feel very demanding right at this moment.
You are the host; you get to be demanding.
Excellent.
Now,
so. but because we're delivering, we're giving something back. We're demanding, I guess. We're demanding some.
We're asking nicely.
I know.
Hopefully, persuasively.
No, I was going to say we're demanding names.
Oh yeah.
But we're asking nicely for donations. Let's do it that way.
Yeah.
But
compensate Kitty at least. As hard as she works down here.
Oh, this is my favorite place to be. I don't feel like I ever work hard in here. Mm-hmm. This is actually my little refuge, if you really want to know the truth. Usually I spend a lot of time building my show before I come in here, and then I close the door and play the music, and actually I grade. Well, whatever, but but it's my refuge. I really
That's
enjoy
so
it.
That's so wonderful. That's so important to have a place like that.
Yes.
So if you feel that way about Raven Radio as well, if you feel like Raven Radio is your safe place, your refuge, then call in now, 747-5877. Have your contribution match dollar for dollar by the Sitka Hotel.
Indeed. So y'all want to play another song?
Sure.
Okay, excellent. I would like to hear you.
So this is a waltz. It was written by Raina Gellert when she was about 15 years old. She is from the Asheville, North Carolina area. The Swannanoa River flows through there, and this is called the Swannanoa Waltz.
Gentlemen.
That was beautiful. I loved that.
It was. I love waltzes. It's very hard to sit in my chair when there's a waltz playing. unfortunately, the person that I know who will actually waltz was playing the fiddle.
Oh. Hard to do both.
It is. It's you know, God, I should make like a shout out for dancers. I mean, come on. If you like to dance, call.
Then call in.
Yeah.
And contribute to KCAW.
And tell us that you like to dance and
absolutely
be proud. It would be lovely.
Tell us if you're dancing at home right now to this amazing music.
It was pretty amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, Mackenzie, you talked about the translator communities and how important Raven is to them. When we were living over there, I raised my kids over there, and they would listen to the radio, like really listen. And it was, and they would ask questions. And one day Luke turned to me and he said, "Dad, when people get inducted to the Hall of Fame, do they have to live there forever?" So I just think of the discussions that got prompted by.
I love it. That probably did prompt a much larger discussion.
So, Do they? Yeah, well, I'm not sure.
I
don't think so. I think they let them out on weekends.
Oh, that's good.
That's such a great story, Tom. But it's true. KCAW is a really awesome source for all kinds of conversation. I know that I have had, and I'm sure you've had this experience too, where you hear a really compelling story, like maybe it's a news story, maybe it's like a culture story or a science story, and you want to talk about it, and you talk about it with other people, and it's this great conversation starter, and it brings us together as a community, and Raven Radio does that for you. Raven Radio provides all of this fascinating information that's really, really vital to keep up on. And it really provides those great conversations. And if you value that, you should call in now.
You should.
At 747-5877. Have your donation matched dollar for dollar by the Sitka Hotel. This is the time to do it.
Very generous.
Thank you. It is indeed. Yes. Thanks so much to the Sitka Hotel. We have a little ways to go in this lofty goal we've been given, both for the week and for this afternoon. And we really cannot do it without you.
Yep.
We can just sit here and have a great time with you joining in that way. But it would be really nice to have your participation in terms of supporting your radio station as well.
Yes, I agree. So here's some comparisons. If you are considering donating to Raven Radio, but you're just not sure, you're kind of sitting on the fence. Okay, so giving Raven Radio the equivalent of a dollar a week, a $52 one-time gift, you probably spend more on fizzy water. You spend more on candy on a candy bar.
How many candy bars? No, I was teasing.
Well, hopefully not all at once, but if you were to look at it over the period of a week or something like that, or the period of like a month,
okay.
Or a donation of $75 breaks down to $6.25 a month, you probably spend more than that on fancy coffee. And think of everything that you're getting from Raven Radio for that same amount of money. No contribution is too big. No contribution is too little. You, our listener... Listeners are the main source of our financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that your participation, your willingness to stand up and pledge your support is so incredibly vital. It really can't be overstated. And we only go on air once a week, twice a year. So 2 weeks a year, we go on air and ask for your support to keep all of the essential services running. And we do a lot on a pretty small amount of money. We're a lean operation, but we need you to call in right now. Don't wait. The weather could get better. You might be out hiking.
You
might
forget. You want to go outside.
So call in now, 747-5877, or go to kcaw.org. And this is a really great time to contribute because we have this incredibly generous matching donation from the Sitka Hotel to match your contribution dollar for dollar.
So some of the things I really enjoy about Raven Radio, besides the music, besides the news and information, besides those conversation starters, is the community calendar.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I use it all the time. I use it both as a person that puts events in there because I organize a seminar series for the university, and actually it's open to the public. So I organize a seminar series for the community to come and learn about natural history things. And I use that calendar to let people know about the seminars, and I use that calendar to actually figure out when I should schedule one, or you know, with as much as in my power, because then I can go, oh yeah, there's like already five events on that night. I'm not going to add to that. I will, you know, add it to another night. So the community calendar is super powerful. And if you're trying to figure out, well, you know, what do I want to do? It's there. I even figured out, I planned my trip to Juneau around the community calendar because I wanted to go see an event that's happening in town next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw when it was going to be performed. So I was like, okay, I need to be back by Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So that I can go see this event. So this community, I mean, that's a little extreme, but still it's there. I can look ahead and really see what's going on so I can be engaged with my community.
Yeah.
And I would not have that. I'm sorry. I just would not have that at all without Raven Radio. You'd be like wandering around asking your friends, do you know what's happening? And they won't know anything.
Because there's no community calendar to inform them.
So they need that.
It's true. I rely on the community calendar so much, just as a person who's looking for live music or dance events or, I mean, whatever, any kind of event.
Mm-hmm.
I probably check it out at least 3 or 4 times a week I look at it. So if you value that, and some people check on it every single day. And if that's you, that's awesome. That's great. That's what it's there for. We are so glad you're doing that. If you value the community calendar, if you are one of those people who goes online to kcaw.org and you check out the community calendar with whatever degree of frequency, this is your time to pledge your support and show your appreciation. Make sure that it's going to be around in the future by calling 747-5877.
I mean, honestly, there really isn't anything else out there that gives us that kind of information. Yeah. It is the coolest tool ever. So and it hasn't been there forever. And this is a new way that Raven Radio kind of changed with opportunities that became mm-hmm. available with big online environment.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
So it was super. I like how this radio station that I have been a member since before I lived in town, that this radio station keeps kind of evolving and changing with the community and staying a part of the greater community and communities, I should say.
Yeah.
So yay, support us.
Support Raven Radio.
You, basically. In the end, I don't work here. I come in and volunteer. I don't mm-hmm. get paid, and I don't want to get paid. This is great. I enjoy this. So this is how one of the ways that I support it. But why I say, really, in the end, when you are supporting Raven Radio, you are supporting yourself. You're supporting
so true,
yourself, your access to your community and the world.
Right. And whether it's through the community calendar or through the news or through the volunteer music programming, whatever it is that you just really, really love and depend on KCAW for, all of your money goes right back to you through all of those programs. That's what your money does. You help keep us alive and we bring you all of that programming. And we would like to thank David Glazier for your contribution. Thank you so much, David. David enjoys a variety of shows, the news, and the local news. So thank you so much for contributing, David. We really appreciate your support. You can join David, and you can join Lindsay. By calling in now, 747-5877. This is a great time to support Raven Radio because we have this matching donation from the Sitka Hotel. Call in. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
I know,
you give one amount and it counts for twice as much money. So this is your chance.
Two for one. We all like that, right?
It's a twofer.
It's a twofer. It's a good twofer.
It's a really excellent great twofer. So call in 747-5877.
So what? Music?
We could do that.
I love to hear you play. I mean, and I want to take advantage. Usually, you know, it's me and my playlist in here all by myself, which I said is not a bad thing. But I really enjoy having live music in the air room with me, too. So I want to have that option for both us in this mm-hmm. air room and for you who are listening. I know there's people, maybe lots of people in smaller communities that don't get regular access to live music. So
let alone the chance to name the band.
Yeah.
Don't forget to call
in
with some band names.
I thought that would like stir up those creative juices. So I hope you're thinking about it.
No pressure.
Oh no,
they're starting to regret their decision.
I'm giving pressure. We want those names. Here you go.
Won't you sing for me, my morning bird? Sweetest songs I ever heard was melodies in your heart's own word. Sing for me, my morning bird, when the sun climbs over the mountain, just to hear. Take the rest until the evening comes. Won't you sing for me, my morning bird? Sweetest songs I ever heard, love's melody. hearts homeward. Sing for me, my morning bird. Without leaving me with your song, 'cause the morning is a little too long song, and so quiet when you're gone. Sing for me, my morning bird, sweetest song.
Says the birder.
Thank you for playing that.
That's a great one. Every year we do the Christmas bird count, right? So, and every year I do one show that's nothing but bird songs. I need that song on there somehow.
Forest Sun.
Forest Sun.
Is the one who wrote it.
That's okay. Okay.
And
excellent.
The harmonies were so beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
If the lyrics, it would have sounded like twice as good.
Oh my gosh, I would love to sing with you guys.
Wow.
But I don't know the songs or the words.
Yeah. I have a computer. They have these cool things on it. It's Google. You do the
oh,
lyrics.
Google, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Never enough prior planning, you know?
Hey, next one, you let me know.